I'm here today with a bit of a heavy heart. I got a text on Saturday afternoon that my good friend Ed Thalen went home to be with Jesus. March the 23rd. He had been sick for a while, but he and his family kept it very private. I mean, I had no idea. So whenever I got the text that he had passed, I was in utter shock and disbelief. He was a friend, a brother, a trusted advisor. Him and his wife, Sue, were both on my board of directors that I talk about so much. It's important to have trusted advisors in your life, and he was a very trusted advisor. Whenever we moved to Texas Gates to our current location, Sarah and I sought the counsel of Ed and Sue Thalen. So a wise, kind, and loving friend for more than 20 years. This life is but a vapor. Here for a moment, and then it's gone. And I say that you can always measure a man by his kids. And if you want to know the kind of man Ed Thalen was, you need to look at Ed and Sue's kids. Four amazing grown kids with children of their own. What an amazing man. An incredible friend, a follower of Jesus. He truly modeled how to live out this Christian life. Ed, I love you. I miss you. Thank you for the impact that you made on my life. We'll be back.
There's a lot of mistakes to be made in business. And in the past 17 years, Stephen Capps has made every single one of them. Welcome. Welcome to Pull Up and Thrive.
You can overcome adversity. You don't have to be beaten down.
Stephen has learned the hard way. And after becoming successful, he's ready to help overwhelmed business owners overcome adversity, avoid the crash and burn, so that you can have the life and business you want.
I know how it feels like whenever you just want to quit and say, forget it, I'm done.
To overcome adversity, you have to lean in and not pull back. Engage. This is Pull Up and Thrive. And now your host, Stephen Capps.
Hello. Welcome. I am super excited that you are here with me again today on another exciting episode of Pull Up and Thrive. Life is but a vapor, and then it's gone. So it's important that we make an impact. That we make an impact on our friends, our family, our customers, our business, everyone that we come in contact with. Whenever we are pushing to make something happen and it's not working, we need to give up and try something different. I have been talking about this on the last several episodes. How do you hire whenever no one wants to work? And then how not to crack under the pressure? Three ways to make it whenever it's not happening. Episodes 90 and 88. I will drop those in the show notes as always. But whenever you're pushing so hard to make things happen because you're so passionate about winning, so passionate about serving, you want to get to a particular destination. But when you're pushing and something is not happening, you need to give up and try something different. Whenever you're trying to hire, whenever you're trying to delegate, money management, cash flow, communication, you are trying these different areas of business, trying these different areas of different areas of moving forward, areas of leadership, and it's not working. What do they say that the definition of insanity is? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Let's not do that. I've been pushing so hard with hiring. I have talked to more than 30 guys in the last about 6 or 8 weeks. And nothing is happening. Nothing is breaking through. But finally, something broke through this thick skull of mine. Is if what I am doing is not working, I need to quit and do something different. Towards the end of last year, I got all inspired with the handyman business. I have suffered some setbacks, and I've been discouraged. I've been a let down. I've been a betrayed. I've been, you know, everybody hates me. Nobody loves me. I'm going to go eat some worms. So it was moving along just enough to where it wasn't a problem for me. And last year, we had a decent year. And I wasn't even trying. I wasn't even trying to, you know, drive towards a particular a revenue goal. So at the end of last year, I got all inspired. And man, next year, we are going to double our revenue. We are going to knock it out of the park. So I'm looking at hiring another guy. I'm looking at changing some things, growing this thing. And in one day, it all blew up in my face. The guy that I had texted me on Friday, said, I have to go to Colorado. I will be back on Tuesday. My grandpa died. You know, I will be back in the office on Tuesday. Well, that was about 3 months ago, and I haven't seen him since. And the guy that I was about to hire, I was subbing a job out to him, and it was a total disaster, to say the least. And I'm not going to go into the details there. But I'm all excited. I'm all pumped about 2024. And then it all blows up in my face. And then I'm like, all right, I have to hire someone. So I am pushing. I am going to make this happen. This is what I do. I make stuff happen. Well, with God, I can make it happen. But even Jesus said that I in myself can do nothing. So I have learned, and I am learning, that Stephen Capps can do nothing. It is all in God's timing. You have to go back and listen to episode 90. To get more details on what I'm talking about there. But we are moving forward. So if what you are doing is not working, you need to give up and try something different. So number one, pivoting is not quitting. Pivoting, making a change, turning a corner, turning around, whatever word you want to use, pivoting is not quitting. Because whenever you are driving, and you are not getting to a destination, maybe you need to look at the map. Oh, I should have pivoted 100 miles back. I should have made a change last week. I need to make a change. So I love the saying that you don't know what you don't know. You can do all of your research, find all the answers you think to all of your questions, but you still don't know what you don't know. So you do all of your recon. You make a plan, cover your bases, so you think, but then you get out there and boom, it blows up in your face. Because you don't know what you don't know. Pivoting is problem solving. When you do something different and it's not working, try something else. Not knowing the details when you start down a path, because you don't know all the details when you start. I love the scripture, Proverbs 4:18, the path of the just shines brighter and brighter as the noonday sun. So you have to start. What if this? What if that? If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we would all have a Merry Christmas. We have to start. And we want to start slow. We want to take small baby steps. Remember, we don't want to just jump off of the roof into the swimming pool without checking to see if there's any water in the swimming pool. We want to take slow, intentional steps. So pivoting is not quitting. Number two, we want to think inside the box. Yes, that is what I said, inside the box. I did not misspeak. You always hear, think outside of the box, think outside of the box. Craig Groeschel, senior pastor of Life Church, one of the largest churches in America. He's an author, speaker, and he spearheaded a development of the YouVersion Bible app. So he says, think inside of the box, because whenever we think outside of the box, we can get outrageous and sometimes just flat out ridiculous ideas that frankly make no sense. So thinking inside of the box puts a restraint around the idea. Remember when you didn't have any money in your business, but we still managed to get business? Because back then we would beat the bushes, knock on doors, make cold calls, do whatever it took to make it happen, because we had to make it happen. Otherwise, we were starving. But now we just dump more money into Facebook ads and hope that it works. As we grow and we become more successful and we have more resources, we want to throw money at it to solve the problem. But back whenever we didn't have additional resources, but rather more restraints, we were somehow still able to solve the problem. I think back in my later 20s, but I didn't have a business. I didn't have all the knowledge that I have now. And so I wanted to get in shape. I didn't hire a personal trainer. I didn't get all the best of supplements and, you know, throw all this money at this stuff. I went out and I purchased a book. Yes, I went to the bookstore and I purchased a book called Body for Life by Bill Phillips. And I read the book. You know, the book was probably $25. I had joined a gym for like $15 a month. And I lost weight and I got in shape for under $500 a month. You know, it was like a one-time purchase of $30 and then $15 a month. I didn't subscribe to a meal service. I didn't have a personal chef. I went to Walmart and I bought my groceries. But somehow I solved the problem. So rather than thinking outside of the box, what is something big? What is something crazy? What is something out there that I can do to drive this forward, to make this happen, to change this up? We need to think inside of the box. Now, this takes me to my third point, which is, what is the absolutely lowest hanging fruit? What is the shortest path to my solution? The low-hanging fruit is not always a long-term solution. What is the shortest path to the airport? Because if I can get to the airport, then I can get to the next destination much faster. So the lowest hanging fruit may not be a long-term solution, but it can get me to something that can drive me forward faster. Sometimes we are our own solution. Maybe I am the guy that I am looking for. We're always trying to delegate. We're always trying to find that guy, that gal to put this on because I want to get this off of my plate. Well, sometimes the low-hanging fruit and the person that we are looking for is ourselves. We have to take the uncomfortable, maybe even unpopular route and unpopular with ourselves because we want a faster solution. We want something that sparkles and we want, you know, something that is fancy and sophisticated. So sometimes we are the low hanging fruit. So let me put a bow on this. Pivoting is not quitting. Think inside the box. And what is the low hanging fruit? If you can do these three things, you too can overcome adversity, avoid the crash and burn, and have the life and business that you want. Thank you so much for joining me. Until next time, I'm Stephen Capps. You're the best.
You've been listening to Pull Up and Thrive with Stephen Capps.
Life's tough. Life's unfair. And the sooner that we can all realize that, the better off we will be.
We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook and on other platforms at Pull Up and Thrive. And be sure to hit the website at StephenCapps.com. Remember, never judge a person for their mistakes. Judge a person on how they fix them. Till next time.